try to put ourselves into the minds and the culture of the time of Jesus, where resurrection was not even believed in by a lot of the Pharisees, by a lot of the scribes. Actually, the Pharisees believed it, but the scribes and other scholars at that time didn't even believe in the resurrection. They didn't believe in angels. Scripture says that, the Acts of the Apostles, and there was that argument that Paul used to cause dissension between the Pharisees and the scribes when they were trying to kill Paul. Anyway, so even the apostles didn't believe in the resurrection. They didn't know what it was. They didn't understand it all. And it was a big surprise to them when Jesus appears in their midst and they touch his wounds and see him eating and appearing, just popping into their presence and then disappearing. So the resurrection was a very new novelty in that time. And for us, do you see people popping into your presence and then disappearing? We don't either. And even if you did, you still have to live by faith. You don't know whether what you saw was from the devil or your imagination or from God. You don't know. We live by faith. We're living by faith, but we know by faith that Jesus did rise from the dead. And what does that mean? Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive in his humanity. And Jesus is alive, showing us that we too are going to be alive when we die. Our soul is going to go on and live. Jesus, we know, is God, of course, so life is his very essence, his very being. So, of course, Jesus is alive. He's God, of course. But his body is alive too, renewed, revivified. And ours will be too at the end of the world. But our soul will definitely live on, and we are going to rise again, hopefully, with our Lord into heaven. And we are living the resurrection now. We're alive spiritually. We're alive because God makes us alive. We're alive because we're children of God in baptism. We're spiritually alive. And if we are not living in grave sin, we are very much alive in God's friendship. And this brings us great joy because we die in that state. We are assured of heaven, but we live. We're happy to live in the life of Jesus each day, and the resurrection enables that. So we're living the resurrection each day, and let us remember that it's a spiritual life. We're trying to live more and more a spiritual life, less and less the life of the flesh, sensuality, the physical world, food, the things we touch and see and hear and smell, these things. We're rising above these things, and we're thinking of God. We're thinking of the, and remember, we're living that spiritual life, which can be more real to us when we do things that we don't feel like doing, when we are kind to people who are not nice to us, who we don't feel good about. This is the kind of spiritual life we want to live, because the physical and fleshly and worldly stuff is not spiritual. It's the physical and it's fleshly and it's barren and it doesn't gain for us eternal life or merit and reward. It doesn't please God if we're living these fleshly things just because we feel like it, just because it feels good, just because it's pleasurable. You know, these things are not the focus. Our focus is to do God's will, whether we feel like it or not, in order to please him. And charity is a lot of times kindness to our neighbor for the love of God. A lot of times doesn't feel good. We don't feel like it. Maybe we're feeling irritable. We wake up on the wrong side of the bed. We're irritable. We just don't feel good. We remember the offenses and the hurts of other people, and we just don't want to treat them nice. So charity very much is a way to show and to know that we're living a spiritual life, living the resurrected life, pleasing God, living a life of holiness, doing things that we don't always feel like doing, and sometimes we're going to feel like doing it. Sometimes we enjoy being nice to other people, and that's a reward, and that's an encouragement to practice charity. But a lot of times we won't, and we will do it anyway. If you are living the resurrection, if you're really, really rising above the flesh and the sensuality of the world, if you really want to please God. So charity is a big thing, you know, sacrificing time to pray more, reaching out, thinking about God, being thoughtful of God and the things he's done for us, what we can do to, you know, trying to figure out what God wants us to do during the day, trying not to waste too much time, trying to make our time more fruitful and purposeful, you know, spending our time well, you know, what do we have to work or clean or take care of the kids or whatever. Doing these things for God, making because this is what God wants, this is his will. So this is the spiritual life, this is the supernatural life, this is the life of the resurrection, and this is we want to rise above our feelings and rise to please God, to do his will. So this is what the resurrection is all about. Not just the sunny days and not just the flowers, the beautiful tulips and whatever. These are things that we need to lift our heart and mind and will up to God and to be thankful to God for all that he's done for us, all that he did for us. Look at all the things that he did during the Passion, the resurrection, the establishment of the church, the sacraments, the hope for eternal life, all that he does for us each day, all the blessings that we have each day. Let's be full of thankfulness, which translates into doing his will, serving him. So let the resurrection remind us of all these good things our Lord has done for us.